Billionaire businessman Donald Trump increased his lead last week ahead of the crowded Republican field for president. A new national poll taken by Quinnipiac University in Connecticut and released Thursday shows Mr. Trump leading the Republicans with 28%. That is 8 points higher than where he was just a month ago. Retired surgeon Ben Carson comes in second with 12%. Jeb Bush, the former Republican frontrunner, lags behind in third place. Compared with Mr. Trump's 28%, only 7% of Republicans said they like Mr. Bush best. Not all of the news was good for Mr. Trump. The same voters that were polled described him as arrogant, blowhard, and an idiot. Jeb Bush, the former governor of Florida, did better there. Voters used the words Bush, family, and honest when describing him. Jeb Bush is the son and brother of the former presidents with the same last name, Bush. Speaking to reporters in South Carolina on Thursday, Mr. Trump said he has the support of the silent majority. He said, "These are Americans who feel abused, that feels forgotten, that feels mistreated, that wants the country to have victories again." Stuart Rothenberg is a political expert with the Rothenberg and Gonzalez Political Report. His newsletter does not support any political candidates or issues. He says Republican voters are not serious yet about who they will choose to be president of the United States.
We're at the point now where voters simply want to express frustration and anger and disappointment with the direction of the country. And so they're looking for someone who gives them voice. And Donald Trump certainly does that.
The New York businessman does not support his policies with details or facts, says Mr. Rothenberg and others who study politics.
Donald Trump seems to pull numbers out of the hat and make huge general statements out of thin air.
Mr. Trump is the most popular candidate among 28% of Republican voters at this time. However, 26% of Republicans also said there is no way they would vote for him. On television and social media, Mr. Trump continues to get attention for his statements about immigration. He has been criticized for negative comments he made about Mexicans.
When Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best. They're bringing drugs, they're bringing crime, they're rapists.
Last week, he announced his plan for immigration reform. It includes ending birthright citizenship. Now, any baby born in the United States automatically gets U.S. citizenship. That is guaranteed by the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. Mr. Trump says he would ask the courts to review the law if he were elected president. His immigration policy would overturn President Barack Obama's immigration policy. Mr. Trump said he would deport or return millions of illegal immigrants to their home countries. Mr. Trump also said he wants to build a wall across the U.S.-Mexico border. He said he would require Mexico to pay for it. Other Republicans are concerned about immigration and birthright citizenship. However, Jeb Bush called Mr. Trump's immigration proposal unrealistic. Not all Republican candidates agree with Mr. Trump, but they are afraid to speak against him, said Mr. Rothenberg. He said Jeb Bush is an exception.
I think Jeb Bush is taking him on. But look, it's very clear who's getting all the attention now, who has the momentum, and it's Trump. He's still leading in surveys, and he seems to be defining, dictating the discussion. You know, it's when Donald Trump talks, everybody listens, and he talks a lot. And so it's hard for the other candidates to get through.
Trying to be heard above the noise, Jeb Bush borrowed some of Mr. Trump's words recently. He used Mr. Trump's phrase, anchor babies, to describe babies delivered by foreign women seeking a path to U.S. citizenship. During a campaign event last week, Mr. Bush said he did not think the phrase anchor baby was offensive. He said, frankly, it's more related to Asian people coming to our country, having children in that organized effort, and taking advantage of birthright citizenship. Asian American leaders called on Mr. Bush to apologize for his comment. Federal agents define maternity tourism as wealthy foreign women giving birth in the U.S. so their children will be U.S. citizens. Many of those women are from China. The Center for Immigration Studies is a nonpartisan research organization. It says every year 300,000 to 400,000 children are born to illegal immigrants in the United States. Who emigrates to the U.S.? Of the 41 million immigrants in the U.S., the majority come from Mexico. Others come from Burma or Myanmar, Bhutan, Canada, China, and other countries. More than 1 in 10 people living in the U.S. now were born in another country. Jeb Bush defended his stand on immigration at a campaign event Tuesday in Colorado. He spoke about his wife, a Mexican immigrant, who became a naturalized U.S. citizen.
I'm 62 years old. When I was 17 years old, I fell in love with Columba Garnica de Bush. And it's going to be really hard for me to get lectured to by anybody about the politics of immigration.
Critics of Donald Trump say his campaign will fall apart and he will leave the race. Supporters disagree and say he is a serious candidate for the 2016 race for the White House. I'm Ann Ball.